You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/Savage Premium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/Savage Premium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Savage Nation podcast. You know, normally on Fridays, we do a lighter show, and we're going to do a nice long piece today on A Man Like Me Should Live 1,000 Years, and I'll tell you more about that later. But I need to begin it first with the demented news of the week on the Savage Nation podcast. Now, we all know that, I don't know how to put it, but Biden is not senile. He's the head of a crime family, according to anyone who studied him and Hunter and the Chinese connection. We know that this spokesmouth for him, Psaki, is a demented psychological, pathological, demented liar. So they asked her today about these smash-and-grab breaks, these organized criminal break-ins that I've been talking about for weeks now, because it's well known that these are organized by gangs, that the youths, the teens who go out and do these breaks, these break-ins with sledgehammers and chain cutters, they're working for organized criminal gangs, and they're being paid $500 to $1,000 each to rob the goods and then give the goods to the organizers who then sell them. Well, a new low was hit by Biden today through his spokesmouth, the red-haired Psaki. She said that the theft that we see going on, the smash and grabs of the Nordstrom stores, etc., is because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
When a huge group of criminals organizes themselves and they want to go loot a store, a CVS, a Nordstrom, a Home Depot, until the shelves are clean, you think that's because of the pandemic?
I think a root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic, yeah.
You know, you talk about a liar. You talk about a sick person. I don't know how the news people, well, I don't know how and who they are. That's who they are. Why don't they just throw banana pies at her and say, you're full of crap. Stop lying to us. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? Are you listening to this? Smash and grab looters. They're not smash and grab looters. These are organized criminal gangs. It's a result of a number of things. The best article on it is on CBN.com, ChristianBroadcastingNetwork.com. The thefts are part of sophisticated criminal networks that recruit mainly young people to steal merchandise in stores throughout the country and then sell it online marketplaces. The flash mobs that you see are usually organized by local people, meaning local pieces of garbage, who recruit their crews and send them to steal specific merchandise requested by criminal organizations throughout the U.S., according to Ben Dugan, president of the Coalition of Law Enforcement and Retail, told the Associated Press. The vermin who do the stealing for these organized gangs get between paid $500 and $1,000 to take as much as they can and bring it back to organizers who ship it to other parts of the country. Crew bosses organize them. They'll give them the crowbars and in some cases even rent them cars or provide them with escape routes or a list of products to actually go out and steal. It looks very chaotic, but it's actually very well organized, Dugan said. We're not talking about someone who needs money or needs food. These are people who go out and do this for high profit and for the thrill, he said. I said bring in the RICO statute, break the gangs up, and prosecute them under RICO, and you will have an end to this almost immediately. But Psaki, or whatever the hell her name is, and the gang boss, Biden, says no, the root cause of the spike in organized retail crime is the COVID-19 pandemic. You're full of it. You're a liar. You're a bum. You're no good. You're destroying the nation. And I'm going to stop right here because I don't want to get agitated. I can't take it anymore. Meanwhile, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial goes on. Big deal. Nothing to talk about there. Let's move on. Reporter shouts at Psaki, accuses her of lying about Omicron travel restrictions. That's all they're accusing her of lying about. She is a psychological, pathological liar. Public display of deflection. Is anyone buying this ridiculous Kamala and Pete show? Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg managed to hug while looking like they wish they were in two different time zones, just as their political fortunes are going completely different directions. God help us. God help us if Pete Buttigieg becomes vice president to replace Biden. Just pray to God. Pray for Biden's health, okay? Jesse Smollett's defense, prosecution star witness, is a disgruntled ex-lover. I don't know what the hell that means. That's the fake case there. What else is in the news that you need to hear? I don't know. What is in the news that you need to know? Cause of death revealed. Mummified eyeless cult leader found wrapped in lights. Which immigrant group is this? A cult leader whose mummified body was found without eyes and enshrined with Christmas lights in Colorado died from alcohol abuse, anorexia, and colloidal silver dosing. Oh, colloidal silver dosing. Isn't there a talk show host who peddles colloidal silver? I think so. Her autopsy has revealed. Wait, let me see who this one is. I never heard of this. What cult leader? The decomposing body of Love Has Won cult leader Amy Carlson was discovered under mysterious circumstances in a home in the rural town of Moffitt in April. Carlson, known to her followers as Mother God. Okay, I don't want to read any more. But the colloidal silver is very crazy. There was a talk show host, he's still in business, who sells colloidal silver, no less. Her body was found surrounded by 8 small brown bottles with medicine droppers that had the words colloidal written on them. Oh, God. Ay, ay, ay. God, what a world. Moose stomps on child in wild animal attack. You mess with a moose, what do you expect to happen? Can't you leave them the hell alone? It's called nature. What are you going out there? It's not Disneyland. Leave the damn moose alone. Okay, let's go to the Drudge Report for the demented news of the week in review. Oh, no. He's pushing this whole fear now. First in world x-ray machine to fast diagnose COVID pneumonia. White House announces new aggressive steps to combat virus. Tighter rules for travelers. Thousands of sailors, Marines remain unvaccinated after deadline. Dallas Cowboys ravaged by alarming outbreak. Three NFL players suspended for fake vax cards. USA first Omicron patient was fully dosed. That's a good story. USA first Omicron patient was fully dosed. You like that one? Oh, so the vaccine didn't do anything to protect against this new mild infection? New York reports 11,000 new cases. Hospitalizations, deaths soar. Philly hospitals nearing full capacity. Lockdown for unjabbed in Germany. Nazism is back in Germany. The left wing took over Germany and turned it into a fascist state. Move to create global pandemic treaty. UK rolling out force shot another Nazi state, the UK. Masks forever. Return to office canceled. Okay, what do you want from me? There's nothing to talk. There's nothing to see here. The world's melting down. The world is melting down. Omicron raises new virus origin fears. This is from an otherwise good reporter, Bill Gertz, Washington Times. He asked whether it leaked from a Chinese laboratory. Who knows where it leaked from? What's the difference? Why don't you listen to my podcast on the Omicron from the other day with a world expert, Dr. Vlett, and, you know, draw your own conclusion about the liars out there. Stop relying on the government for your answers to everything. They're just a bunch of paid liars, and most of them are dummies. Okay? It's that simple. There's not much else in the news, honest to God, I mean, that you don't know about. Truthfully, I give you a little bit more if you could take it. Let's go to my website. Okay, the Savage Nation, michaelsavage.com, home of the Savage Nation, Borders, Language, Culture. I feel demonized. Waukesha parade murderer, he's demonized, that piece of human trash. A beloved, this is a disturbing story. A beloved philanthropist, a music legend, and a shocking killing in Beverly Hills. You should see that story about this very wealthy African-American lady in her 880s found shot in her own home. And what's odd about this story is that her husband, who's in his 90s, and a armed security guard were in the house at the time she was shot. The whole story stinks on dry ice. Now, there's a picture of Harris's spokesmouth that was thrown out, and my headline is a little different than you may expect. She looks like a militant, mean-faced, clipped-hair type of woman, and I think you can put two and two together. And my headline is, and you wonder why Harris is in trouble. Take a look at her spokesmouth, and you'll find the answer, in addition to Harris's own problems. A pandemic of the vaccinated. Norway reports large outbreak of Omicron variant infections, even though the nation is fully vaccinated. Are you listening? The cases are connected to a Norwegian company's Christmas party in a restaurant in the capital. Well, they should blame Jesus for this one. You see, Christmas did it. Christmas did this. It's the Christians who did this. Government agency said there was a high vaccination coverage in the group. More than 50 cases have been recorded in Norway. Blah, blah, blah. Urge people to visit to a restaurant and to attend one room where a Christmas party was held. See, Christmas did it. It is customary in Scandinavia for companies, associations, and individuals to hold Christmas parties in the weeks leading up to Christmas Eve. So the Christians did it. If they didn't celebrate Christmas, you wouldn't have the Omicron cold going around the world. Oh, boy. Let's go to this. There's nothing in the news that you don't know. What are you going to hear in the news that I'm telling you that you don't know? Absolutely everything and nothing. School of Glock. 21 weapons found at Brooklyn school day after student gun blast. City officials placed a metal detector in a Brooklyn high school the day after a student was busted with a loaded gun and turned up an astonishing 21 weapons in just one day. Are you listening to this? These punk bums are coming to school with guns. Why are they not thrown in jail immediately? Why? Because it's under the communist de Blasio. What else is in the news that you don't know? Nothing. It's half of the nude women and degenerates. Terrifying fish washes up on San Diego Beach. It's a weird-looking fish, I'll tell you the truth. Officials call to curb French bulldogs with flat faces. Now, why? I have to look at this. Oh, it's in the UK? Why don't they curb people with flat faces? Because it may offend somebody in Britain. The popular French bulldog face is flat out wrong, say dog show judges. The breed known for its flat muzzle, pinched nostrils, and protruding eyes will no longer serve as an acceptable exemplar of the French bulldog. Why? I don't know. Celebrities own it. I care what a celebrity owns. Most celebrities are idiots. They're stupider than the dogs. So why are they banning it? French bulldogs are favored among celebrities such as Lady Gaga. That hag, I care what kind of dog she has. Those bred with these facial features characterized by a broad, short skull with a flattened nose and folded skin are not the ideal type. Certain health problems in French bulldogs have been impacted by the huge increase in popularity. And we're extremely concerned and exaggeration. All right, so the cute dogs should be snuffed because they can't breathe well for the sake of the animal's well-being, which should be breeders' absolute priority. Okay, fine. According to the Humane Society Veterinary Medical Association, flat-faced dogs such as French bulldogs, pugs, and other bulldog types may suffer from obstructive airway syndrome, inhibiting their ability to breathe normally, and could lead to a number of other health concerns, including obesity due to lack of exercise and trouble breathing, poor thermoregulation leading to overheating, frequent vomiting, and regurgitation, and a shortened lifespan. Well, they're all they're born Democrat voters. The French bulldog is a born victim, high medical bills, and stupid, perfect for the Democrat Party. Half of all French bulldogs demonstrate clinical signs of brachycephalic obstructive airway syndrome. Well, that'll run up the case of Medicaid costs. So there we go again. Early this year, two of Lady Moron's own Frenchies, Gustave and Koji, were stolen, blah, blah, blah. I don't like her. I think she's a talented whore, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sick of looking at that old hag. She ought to go back to Brooklyn and live with her grandmother. Maybe she could learn something useful, like to roll a meatball. Now, before I leave you, I'll go to one more website because I'm really angry and I want to give you something good for the weekend, something to really get pissed at. And I guess it's where everywhere you turn. The news is really terrible. Representative Jordan says subpoena the DOJ and the White House and school boards group over alleged parent threat. I see. Well, he's right. Calling on the House Judiciary Committee to subpoena officials from the Biden administration and the national school boards. Good for him. Good for him. Because the FBI and Justice Department are looking in the wrong directions for criminals. It's not the parents at school board meetings. No. There's a minority crime wave. There's a robbery wave. There's a violence wave running throughout the entire nation. But don't worry about that, because the Wall Street crowd is very happy. Once they found that Omicron was a fake, the Dow went up 1.82%. That's all that matters. Wall Street ends markedly higher after Omicron rout. Dow soars 1.82%. Once people realized it was all a hype, which I did for you the other day on the COVID scandal, the Omicron scandal meant to scare you. That was my podcast from the other day. Well, now people realize it's a bunch of garbage. And market participants snapped up bargains. And they realize the pandemic is a complete fraud. All three stock indexes advanced, with investors favoring value over growth and economically sensitive small caps and transports outperforming the broader market. Of the three, the Dow gained the most, notching its highest one-day percentage gain since March 5, with Boeing Co. providing the biggest lift to the blue-chip industrial average. Isn't that nice? So there you go, my friends. Omicron was a complete fraud, as I told you. People sold stocks. The stock market took a dive. Some moved in and bought on the short. And now they waited for people to realize Omicron was a lie. And the market now bounced up like a blast. After the worst two-day drop in more than a year, all of a sudden, bing, buyers started to nibble after the recent weakness and pushed stocks higher. And there you go, my friends. The Omicron variant spooked markets for a week. And all of a sudden, bang, the S&P 1500 Airlines and Hotel and Restaurants indexes jumped 7.5% and 3.8% respectively. I hope you made some money, because I didn't. Have a nice week.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Now, this recording that you're about to hear is not done on the Friday of this week, if you're listening to it this week live. It will have been done prior to that. And frankly, the day of the week right now is a day that is so depressing, it's hard to begin. I've been calling my family and saying, do you see what's going on in the news? They don't want to look at it. And the lead story to me that got me really sick is not smash and grab mob thefts rage across the U.S. as progressive DAs won't prosecute shoplifting, and the fact that San Francisco's Union Square, the great shopping district, now looks like Havana. It's boarded up. It's not even covered in the San Francisco newspapers because they're the ones who have done this to this city, these vermin in the media, these filthies. They will not show the minority gangs. They will not show them smash and grabbing. Meanwhile, Union Square looks like Havana. It's astounding to me what's going on. Go to michaelsavage.com if you want to see the pictures. You don't have to bother. Black teens attack Jewish children, reminiscent of brown shirts under Hitler. You hear this one? Black teens attack a little Jewish kid. These are religious Jewish kids walking in Brooklyn. It's shocking to see this story. A young trio attacked Jewish children and teens in a disturbing Brooklyn spree. You hear spree, New York Post. The three suspects, believed to be teen girls, I have another set of words for them, approached a 12-year-old religious boy walking home with his 3-year-old religious brother on Skillman Street near DeKalb Avenue in Clinton Hill around 6 p.m. Friday. One of the suspects, black girl, by the way, black teen, I put that in there, slapped the little boy across the face, a little 3-year-old, slapped him in the face before taking off. Then around 5:35 p.m. Sunday, the trio of African-American teens approached two female Jewish girls, 18 and 7, walking to a store in Bedford Stuy. The suspects grabbed the teen victim by the jacket and pulled her to the ground. About 5 minutes later, the teen girls approached a 9-year-old boy, again, Jewish boy, and slapped him on the top of his head. The trio then took off. They said nothing during any of the attacks. All the victims were wearing traditional Jewish attire when they were targeted, police said. The NYPD's hate crime task force is investigating. Look, you got to understand, black teens can't commit a hate crime. They're the oppressed class. Now, the real question here is, why are these black teens beating up religious Jewish children? Who put this in their sick little heads? Well, let's look at Louis Farrakhan and what he says in his church and how it seeps down into the hood. Or let's look at the entire media, how they've turned these teens into believing that they were born victims because of white people, and they pick on religious Jews because they're the weakest. That's one story, but there are so many others that got me upset today. They're not all on michaelsavage.com. Here's another one. First Supreme Court justice to have failed a bar exam, Kamala Harris, hee-haw. Hee-haw Harris. Let's name her Hee-haw Harris. Biden may dump her and put her onto the Supreme Court if he can get a vacancy to get rid of her so they can move Pete Buttigieg into the vice president's slot as quick as possible to replace him. I don't know how Buttigieg suddenly became so popular. A mook, a bum, a loser, a nobody. He's going to be vice president? He's worse than her. But these are not the stories that really got me upset. On my website, there's a headline that's a little sarcastic, but it's a tragedy. Watch, another police shooting of a black man, question mark? No. Elderly white man in a wheelchair shot 9 times in the back. I said, what? So you open the story, and you can't believe what you're looking at. Man in a motorized wheelchair is shot by an off-duty Tucson police officer after brandishing a knife. A Tucson police officer has been fired after he was accused of shooting a shoplifting suspect in a wheelchair 9 times, killing him after the man brandished a knife. Now, this officer, if he did this, which he did if you watch the video, committed murder. Never mind being terminated for excessive use of force. What he did was he committed homicide. But what's interesting is, why would this cop not hesitate to shoot a man in a wheelchair who shoplifted some insignificant item and was basically trying to get away? Why would he shoot him? And why is it that certain minorities in flash mobs of 60 to 80 run wild in the streets and nobody stops them? But why would this white cop shoot this white man? I'll let you figure it out. The cop should be, by the way, tried for homicide. There are other stories. Republicans plotting government shutdown to derail Biden's vaccine mandate. Good luck. Good luck to them, you know. And there are other stories that got my goat today. You know, now become death. The kid, school shooting suspect, allegedly posted ominous threat and pics of gun before massacre. They would scour the social media now of the alleged shooter. And the three teens killed by the 15-year-old Michigan high school shooter. Beautiful children. One was a star football player. Two beautiful girls. It's sickening. How is this possible? How is this even possible? How this can happen in a quiet community like Oxford? How could this happen? Why does it happen? What is going on? There are injured students as well. The 15-year-old suspect also wounded seven other students and a 47-year-old teacher who tried to stop him. The shooter was uninjured. This is a white-on-white crime, by the way, it looks like to me. You want race? Here's race for you. So if it's not racially motivated, what did it? Answer, it's quite simple. Drugs. Which drugs? Antidepressants. How many years have I told you antidepressants are driving people insane? But you don't want to listen to it. I'm not the only one saying it. Leading psychiatrists know this. Many of these kids are medicated out of their minds, and here is what happens. You'll never hear about it, though, for three reasons. A, it's swept under the rug, and B, because he's a teen, it's not going to be reported. Meanwhile, the three children are dead, and seven are probably injured for life. That's what's going on. Where'd the gun come from? The father bought it 3 days before. Meanwhile, Biden, the leader of the Biden crime family, went to the land of 10,000 lakes with his motorcade to push his ridiculous multi-trillion dollar spending plan. And dozens of protesters held up vulgar signs dissing him because he's a piece of garbage. That's why students grabbed scissors and calculators to defend themselves during the school shooting. A calculator when someone's coming at you with a semi-automatic handgun? I don't know. I don't think that works. What else is in the news? Cuomo. Ex-Governor Cuomo led others into corruption, including his brother, says Michael Goodwin. His brother's a mook, a bum. They're not firing him. They're taking him off there to build his ratings and bringing him right back. What else is in the news that got my goat? Anti-vax televangelist dies of COVID after pleading for prayers to cure him. You hear this? This is another one. The outspoken vaccine mandate opponent's Texas-based family had pleaded for prayer to clear his lungs. I guess that didn't work. I guess Jesus couldn't help him at that point. And dubbed this battle with COVID a spiritual attack from the enemy. No, idiots. They're called microbes, and microbes don't know if you love Jesus or hate him. And he had an underlying condition, diabetes, and he got COVID and died. So we don't even know if he would have been vaccinated, if he would have been saved, but it would have helped him probably not go into this state that he went into where he couldn't be saved. Okay, that's that story. If I have to see one more story of this piece of human trash, Kardashian, in a hot tub with her disgusting, ugly body, kissing some tattooed, degenerate scum moke, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't even want to read it. Kourtney Kardashian. A waste of human DNA. The Kardashian family has been a pox upon the planet. The whole family was a curse. Why are they publishing this garbage? Who reads this? Oh, my God. School's out. New York City schools chief announces she's stepping down as chancellor. Are you joking? A chancellor? A chancellor like her? Okay, I'm going to stop right here.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What else is in the news? I think I'll go away from the New York news. It's too depressing. Street carnage shootout in Georgia neighborhood leaves three dead, including cop. Oh, my God. Who did this one now? I look, you don't know where to turn. You don't know where to turn in the world. It's a world gone mad. Meanwhile, a gunner from Israel is saying early data shows booster works against the Omicron variant. Israeli health chief. He's about as honest as the day is long. He's not honest. Israel's pushing the vaccine, by the way. Early data shows booster works against the Omicron variant. The main shot's coming out of Israel. Don't give me this crap. Israel's a prison state right now. Trump slams Meadows' claim he tested positive for COVID before first Biden debate. Okay. I don't care. Inside the Lolita Express, Epstein and Maxwell allegedly used to fly girls. Okay, what can I say about that? He was a degenerate scum moke who's dead. Now what, you want to bring the whole world down with him? How many people were on that plane? Did they all have sex with someone? I don't know. Meanwhile, John Kerry continues to put out the apocalypse is coming and scaremongering about global warming, climate change. Bum. Another climate summit came and went with a fake deadline. The world's coming to an end. Remember during the campaign, it was coming to an end in 3.2 years? I said, how do you know it's not 3.4 or 2.3? They make this crap up. Bernie Sanders, an expert on climate. The only thing he's an expert on is imitating Karl Marx. Let me go to another website before I really get sick. It's already 11 minutes of this garbage. COVID-1984, Biden considering forcing international travelers, including U.S. citizens, to quarantine. I have no comment on this. German Chancellor Adolf will push for mandatory for all. Fully vaxxed LeBron James positive for corona. Okay. What else? Oh, God. Trump rips report on testing positive before Biden debate. I read that already. Cyber Monday sales fall for first time ever. You're going to go shop with the gangs running around? You buy everything online to stay away from the gangs. Alec Baldwin sits for ABC News interview after fatal rush shooting. Now, why would he give an interview other than to lie? Who would believe a word that bum has to say? Exclusive photos on Breitbart. Nancy Pelosi goes maskless at crowded D.C. event. No kidding. She's not a liar? No. Are you kidding? What else is in the news that you should hear about? There's really nothing else. It's so depressing. White House cancels scheduled Joe Biden speech 15 minutes. I guess they couldn't drug him up to get him to give his speech. Okay, let's go to FoxNews.com. Roe v. Wade. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear any more about this. Once again, the Republicans are taking the worst possible tack they could take, which is making abortion their main issue. Again, most Americans favor keeping Roe v. Wade, and yet here's the Republicans again making that the main issue. Two-term Republican governor, a Trump critic, won't seek re-election. Okay. Black Lives Matter, the criminal organization, calls for month-long boycott of white companies. You know my feelings. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. The leadership should be arrested under RICO, and they should be put out of business. But I have nothing else to say. Here's another nice little story for you. Man accused of raping pizza delivery woman has over 70 arrests. What's his name? Let's see. Osvaldo Figueroa, age 55, has more than 70 arrests and multiple convictions. So why was he out of jail? Ask yourself why the prosecutors and the DAs are so crazy and lenient on crime, and you'll get your answer. So what else is there to talk about? Let's go to Newsmax.com. I did a great show last night and on Newsmax TV on the smash and grab jobs, the organized criminal gangs. And by the way, the best article on that, I hope it's still up on MichaelSavage.com. The best article on this, and you really have to read this in detail, criminals recruit young people, sell stolen goods online. It's a great article, and it came from a great website that very few people go to. I have it right in my hand here, which is CBN.com, ChristianBroadcastingNetwork.com, which is the best article on it. And you can read it yourself. Smash and grab mobs, theft rage across U.S. as progressive DAs won't prosecute shoplifting. But what I learned from this story is that these are run by criminal gangs who recruit young people. And they're actually paying the young people $500 to $1,000 to take part in these robberies. They bring the goods back to the organizers who ship it to other parts of the country, which means it's a RICO statute. And, of course, the FBI should be involved in breaking up these organized crime rings. But the FBI is apparently too busy looking into conservatives at school board meetings. That's it for now. That's dose number one of depressing, toxic, horrible news of the day. And remember, later on, we'll get to a man like me should live 1,000 years. But after the night I had last night, I hope I can live in 1,000 minutes.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
A man like me should live 1,000 years. Welcome to the Savage Nation podcast. This is a very unique story. A number of years ago, and I don't know how many it is now, I don't know, 5, 10 years ago, I don't know, I received either by email or a printout a booklet, actually a printout, a series of pages entitled The Found Poetry of Dr. Michael Savage from a man I never met named Sam Gendel. And I read it, the disclaimer. It said, these are the found poems of American talk show host and writer Dr. Michael Savage, as edited by American artist and musician Sam Gendel. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, a found poem is one, quote, consisting of words found in a non-poetic context and usually broken into lines that convey a verse rhythm, unquote. And he went on to write this. The editor has taken measures to preserve the undeniable quality of Dr. Savage's language and claims no rights to the work. He, the editor, has merely acted to frame language as art, offering various topics as explored by Dr. Savage, but through an explicitly poetic lens. The editor hopes that the reader will begin to recognize a common thread weaving through the body through this body of poems, and that he, the reader, will remember that what follows is, quote, one man's opinion, an opinion that is sharp, humorous, and most importantly, human. I didn't know who he was, and first I sent him a hostile email saying, you have no rights to my material, blah, 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 and then I calmed down. I said, wait a minute, I better meet this guy. I asked him to come up. He's from L.A., and we met, and we got to know each other a little bit, and it's astonishing what he has done. Of course, it's about me, so I'm interested in it, being who I am. But more than that, what he has done is he took shows in my narrative form and converted them into small verses of my own words and gave them a different meaning. Well, I since got to know Sam, and he's a world-famous saxophonist, a young man, a jazz saxophonist, who has recently been profiled in The New Yorker, which is a huge honor. I was profiled in The New Yorker in 2009. Believe me, it's a very special deal to get profiled there. And the fellow, the writer who interviewed me, Mr. Senna, was a former music critic for the New York Times, so he knows what he's doing, and he discovered Gendel's music and interviewed him, not about me, but about his music. Long and short, I'm going to read to you now The Found Poetry of Dr. Michael Savage. There's loads of it, tons of it, volumes of it, done over many years. I'll give you some taste of it. And remember, this is as edited by Sam Gendel, the saxophonist, artist, musician, all-around great guy. I don't know where to begin, so I'll begin anywhere. How's that? I made a note here. Begin with Bird of Prey, page 46. So let me turn to 46. make believe I'm on a stage here with a brick wall behind me, and there's a jazz sound going on behind me, and you're having a drink or two, and I'm going to read this to you, even though it's early in the morning, make believe it's late at night. So here's one called Bird of Prey that Sam took from my radio shows. Driving on a country road, a hawk drops out of the sky like a rock and plucks a mouse from the earth. Us humans think we're this, we're that, onward and upward, the whole ego of man. God drops like a hawk and plucks us anytime he wants. Wow. That is really something. Another one, circle. Finishing the wheel, spooky feeling, state of mind, no premonitions, all we have are fears and respect for God. Boom. That's it. I give you the boom at the end because they are. They're like little, you know, they used to call these haikus. They're not haikus in the formal sense, but they're like that. There's another one I wanted to read here called Bird of Prey, if I can find it, if it's outlined. There's so many, you know, hundreds of them. And honestly, don't know where to begin. So I'm going to just take the yellow tags that I put into this thing. Here we go, mothers. Yeah, mothers, this is called Mothers. Ready, a little more music here? Remember, we're in a jazz club together. Make believe it's another era in America when America was still beautiful, was still the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm on the stage on a stool with a spotlight on me. You're having some drinks, and there's a brick wall behind me, and I'm reading to you Mothers from the found poetry of Dr. Michael Savage. Three, two, one. In my day, if there was an entertainer, the first thing the mothers would say was that he was a family man and would never cheat on his wife. The women cared about that in those days. They would be in the kitchen moving around the breadcrumbs with the serrated knife on the oilcloth tablecloth. The women would talk, and I don't know why, but I was always in the dining room listening to what the, quote, wise women were saying. They would sift the crumbs with their serrated bread knives, and by the time the coffee hour was over and those women got through talking and the crumbs were very finely sifted, they had resolved all the personal problems in their lives and all of the world's problems, and I felt the world was a good place to live in. Let's go to the next one that I have a little posted on. I don't know what this one is, even has a title on it. How's this? Cones. I don't know where this came from. Three, two, one, two, three, four. Beach town in South Florida. Everyone is on vacation, licking the cones. The licking crowd. Lick. Grown men licking a cone. That's my favorite picture. A grown man in a pair of shorts licking a cone. That's the American male at his best. A pair of Bermuda shorts, white legs, licking a cone, like a cow. But to each his own. If he likes licking the cone, let him lick the cone. I don't care. This is stuff that belongs in a nightclub, truthfully. What's this? Here we go. Four people. This kind of follows up on the cone thing. I guess he did collect them in some kind of order that's not so random. This follows cones, and this is called Four People. Which I hope you like this one now. Husband, wife, two children, son 12, daughter 14, not particularly good looking, not particularly bad looking. Run of the mill, eating. God bless them, they're American. Now the mother eating a meal, one bite from her plate, next bite reaching with her fork diagonally across the table, picking at her son's plate. Full forkfuls of meat. Poor kid sitting with his face down, staring at the floor. She is knocking down her meal and her son's, husband beaten to death, doesn't say a word. Daughter dreaming of being back home. Mother doesn't miss a beat like a machine. One bite my plate, one bite son's plate, not even looking at her son. She's grabbing a big fork full of meat like a bad George Gross painting. Big hunks of meat from her poor son's plate. Who is this boy going to be when he becomes a man? This one may not be in any order, but it follows that one called Avian, which I hope you'll enjoy here on A Man Like Me Should Live 1,000 Years. I'm Michael Savage, giving you something you've never heard in a podcast before. The found poems of Michael Savage. edited by Sam Gandel. These are all my own words from shows years ago that he broke into verse. This one's called Avian. Make believe it's a record cut, an old jazz record, okay? 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the water, I look at the animals, the seals. I admire the cormorants. At the end of the day, I watch various birds diving at dusk for dinner. I marvel at nature and say to myself, gee, there are no food stamps for these birds. They either fish and eat or die. I restore my sense of reality by watching animals. Curtain call. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. At a certain point, the end is near. You don't know when, but you start feeling that. You feel the red curtain. You say what it's all about. What's it all about? At the end of the day, it's to try and walk tall and not hurt too many people or yourself. But by all means, don't get on your knees. You're going to meet animals along the way. You're going to meet the worst form of humanity. You're going to meet the lowest vermin on the planet. Some posing as conservatives who will cut your heart out for a dime. Some posing as religious who will cut your heart out for a dime. The ones who wear it on their sleeve, watch out for them. The bigger the cross, the bigger the dross. That's what I found. Goes for all religions, by the way. The will to go on. A half-crushed ant, it crawls, still wanting to live by instinct. Survival unto itself, a reason to carry on. Dumb caller. Logic threatens disorder between the ears. Rambling thoughts bounce from left to right. Let me start this one again. Dumb caller. Logic threatens disorder between the ears. Rambling thoughts bounce from left to right in the brain, suddenly challenged. Well, that goes for 90%, 99% of the people on Twitter. Family vacation. I had to take up painting when the kids were young. It got so bad that I was on the precipice of the hotel balcony, so I went and bought a watercolor. So I went and bought a watercolor set. I still have those pictures. One was a picture of an automobile without wheels and two adults and two children going nowhere with a little island in the middle. Quite an interesting picture when you think about it. This all needs music, by the way. I mean, I hear this, how good this is. Freudian. All of us are crawling on one arm and one leg. We are all psychic cripples in one way or another. Do you really think you're a whole person because you went to Woodstock and laid in the mud? Darwin Dharma. Hold up the bones of a bird. See that they hold up the bones of a bird. See that they are perforated. The great designer made them porous, lighter for flight. Understand, it did not happen by itself, but through evolution, which is another word for God. It is not either or. Evolution is God. God's law. You are not your own property. You are God's property. You'll say, I'm not God's property. I'm on television. I smoke marijuana and I lay with any woman I want. I'm not anyone's property. I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Me, me, me. I'm the most important me in the world. Well, you'll find out how important you are in the last few days of your life or in the last few minutes. You'll see as you're screaming in the hospital how important you are and how much they remember you on HBO.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Continuing now, I see. Oh, here we go. Hunan, this is funny. This is a food one. Michael Savage continuing with the found poetry of Dr. Michael Savage, edited by Sam Gandel. This one is called Hunan. In all the years I communicated with my lovely mother about Chinese and Italian food, never once did she mention her favorite restaurant was a Hunan restaurant. So in deference to her, after she passed away, I started to go to her restaurant to try to sit in the booth she sat in. I go to that restaurant, and I know the food stinks. It sucks on dry ice, the worst. But I go there because she went there, and it is somewhat familial. Most of the customers are in the 85 to 95 bracket. The men look like they're from the moon, like moon people. Sure, shriveled, but they're still eating that stuff. And what I love the most, and the most beautiful thing about it, is there are couples in their 90s who are still together. I don't know how that works. How they didn't kill each other with a stroke or a heart attack from the way they talk to each other. In a disposable society where guys throw girls away and girls throw guys away, there is something beautiful about a couple still together in their 90s. Not only that, but they have a genetic capacity to eat this bad Chinese food and not get a coronary occlusion unless there is something they are taking that I don't know about, some kind of special trick fish oil from Palm Beach. Nevertheless, that is where I am going to eat tonight, after which I shall sleep like a baby. That's called Hunan. That's a good one. I know the restaurant. It's in Delray or Boca North, somewhere in that area. This one is entitled, It Cannot Continue. Getting and spending, scurrying after fragments of gold, as men always have. You could learn to live with less. 10 vacations, 10 cars. You could learn. You're going to have to learn. Well, have you learned yet? This one is called Orange. Frank on the dial singing, My Way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself, that he has naught? Well, here's my song. Played at my funeral with a Scottish fife band. I don't remember this stuff. I had a lot of amazing stuff happen in the years I was on talk radio. These are pretty amazing. This one is called Middle Way. Too much of the spiritual denying the body, too much of the animal denying the spirit. Bring it all together. Is that not happiness? Boy, I'm smart. That's funny stuff. I mean, really, this is very insightful. This stuff could live forever. And I'll read a few more right now of the collected poems. Did I miss a few that were tagged? Because they were pretty good. I made some notes here to particularly read the disclaimer, which I did. And I said, read Sinful Nation and Bird of Prey. I read Bird of Prey, but did I read Sinful Nation? I have to find it on a yellow tag. I like this one, Posers, because this was what I saw in the cafes of North Beach, San Francisco, in the years I was on the radio here, Posers. The macchiato drinkers scribbling cafe fiction. Maudlin, depressing, introspective, whiny, navel-watching. Everyone in the Bay Area has written that kind of stuff. That overly analytical fiction that nobody would ever read because it's so boring. Hemingway knew. Paris had its share in his day. In Aristotle's day, there were poseurs pretending to be philosophers. In Moses' time, someone was sitting with a chisel and a piece of marble in a Tel Aviv cafe, leaning over for hours, trying to figure out what to write. Moses knocked it out in 10 lines. Fast forward, Mary sits in the cafe writing about herself, looking at herself in a pocket mirror, wondering how long it will be before someone notices her. Suddenly, she has to go to the restroom. She shifts from third to first person, sets down her pen, goes to the restroom, comes back and prays someone has noticed her writing her great American novel in the cafe so that she can sneer at them and imply they're interrupting her thought process in the public space of a cafe. That's my poseurs. It's pretty damn good, I got to admit. I like this stuff. This is funny. This one is called The Dining Room. And it was written about the dining room in my mom and dad's little attached 20-foot-wide house, which I loved to death, loved it. I felt so secure in that little brick attached house on Utopia Parkway in Queens, New York, 50s, 60s even. It's called The Dining Room. It was such a small dining room that you risked castration if you didn't bend back as you were passing a chair. You were constantly having to contort. Then you'd hit your head against the women's sprayed hair. It was crazy and wonderful in that tiny dining room. You know, I'm reading this to you shortly after Thanksgiving. My mother used to put on meals for 20 people, all in that little house, four-burner stove. I just had a turkey with my wife. No family here. No relatives. I'm reminded of the movie Avalon, which starts out with an immigrant family all together, talking, loud, happy, and it ends up with the one old man alone eating a turkey dinner on a TV tray, looking at a TV screen, right? This one's called Holy Terror. A series of terrors, occasional plateau of happiness, beauty. Anyone who says otherwise is lying. Real life is holy terror. Born screaming, die screaming. Occasionally a brief respite. I had one last night, and there's a moon out tonight. Man, Sam really got it. I don't know how he got this. This guy's a real artist. I mean, they're my words, but how the hell did he get it all? I did Mothers. I'm flipping around in this first volume. There are three volumes. There's hundreds of these. And I'll read another one because I'm only wanting to entertain you today. A man like me should live 1,000 years, and after hearing these, you'll know why. Maybe these will live 1,000 years, right? Horrible endings. I did a literary autopsy of several authors. Jack London died of syphilis because he was a wild guy. In those days, they treated you with mercury, and I think he died of mercury poisoning, but he was a crazy man. In those days, the San Francisco waterfront specialized in something other than crab. So Jack London's demise was the result of the wild women of the Embarcadero. Hemingway said he never missed a sunrise. Drunk every night of his adult life, he woke up every morning with a hangover, but he never missed a sunrise. You already know how his story ends. Ooh, that's a bad one. Yeah, double shotgun. Here we go. Maybe I'll close with this one today. More to follow. It's called Sinful Nation. This nation has no memory. This is a nation with Alzheimer's disease. This nation has no past. This nation seems to have no future. This nation seems to have only a present. To watch the most anti-gun, anti-war, anti-police loudmouths in history rushing to sign your sons up to go die. To watch the full court press, the warmongers, the hate mongers, the liars, dragging America's sons into war. The unwisdom has been written. It will be spoken. I guess that was just before George Bush's Iraq war. I guess I saw the truth but didn't wait. Maybe I should go on. I can't stop because this is too good. I'm looking for one more, and I'm trying to find this one more poem to end it with, and I think I've ended it thus far. Take One of A Man Like Me Should Live 1,000 Years, the found poetry of Dr. Michael Savage. Thanks for listening. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.